Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins. You know, Trump was given a lot of credit to the whole team with this peace deal in the Middle East, namely Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
Because in the past, Trump has talked about, you know, all the jobs that Marco was holding down at one time, like four jobs at once.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy, saying, you know, whenever I have a problem, I call Marco. He solves it. That's pretty big praise coming from Trump.
Oh, he's the fixer.
Pretty much. And thinks he's going to go down as the GOAT. Said it yesterday.
Marco will go down, I mean this, as the greatest Secretary of State in the history of the United States. I believe that. I believe it.
Yeah. This is funny.
And he and I, you know, we really fought it out. You remember, he was tough. He was nasty. Who the hell thought this was going to happen, Marco, right?
We've brought it up many times that it's amazing that those guys do get along so well, because when they were campaigning against one another, it did. It got nasty because he went after Rubio. Remember the whole thing with the water?
Oh, yeah.
When Marco was the guy that came on after Obama's speech and he had the dry mouth and everything. And what was it Trump talking about?
It's Rubio!
Yeah, saying,
they put Marco on and he's like this. And we were, I need water. Help me. I need water. Help.
He's spraying the water.
And I'm pretty sure not a day goes by that one of us does not quote that on our way to go fill up
a water
bottle.
Yeah.
Yes. I need water. Help.
It's at my house all the time. Help. I need water. Help. It's Rubio. Or if someone is going to offer to get water for someone else, it's usually, Rubio? No, I'm good. Don't need any water. Remember that day, David, you and I, Scott was in the hospital with the heart attacks. Yeah. And you and I were sitting there watching Rubio do this sort of pivot with the campaign where he decided he was going to go after Trump.
Yeah.
And we were just sitting there like, I can't believe he's doing this.
You guys want to have a little fun today?
We're like, okay, what's he going to talk about?
He doesn't sweat because his pores are clogged from the spray tan that he uses.
Like, holy mackerel. Wow.
Donald is not going to make America great. He's going to make America orange.
Like, dang, Marco. And then he really went after him.
His hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". Have you seen his hands? They're like this.
Remember that whole story someone wrote about Trump would cut out of a newspaper a picture of his hand and then send it in somewhere to say, see, my hand's not small.
Yeah, there was some writer or publisher who one time called him a tiny-handed tyrant or something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, for years, the guy would send Trump would send signed photographs featuring his hands and with the note, not so small, are they?
That's it.
Well, that's interesting because he used his hands yesterday with Macron. He wouldn't let go of it.
Oh, yeah. There's the tug of war.
They were shaking hands.
Oh, with the shake.
They were shaking, yeah.
They do that all the time. It's funny.
Not that tiny, I guess.
Then he went back after Marco.
Thank God he has really large ears, the biggest ears I've ever seen.
Oh, my gosh.
Rubio, soft.
Yeah. Well, you'd never make fun of the size of a guy's ears, would you, Scott?
Not me. Are you kidding me? No.
You know the famous line that you've used on me.
On you?
Yes.
Oh, when you were born?
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, some, what was it? I can't remember how the joke is framed.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
So the day they were passing out ears, Markley thought he said beers and said, I'll take two big ones.
Yes, that's it. I just want to get the premise correct.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Well, they're large, but they're not Rubio large.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Yes,
yeah.
And it goes along with my mental illness that you so gloriously talk about.
Yeah, and that has nothing to do with big-eared people.
No.
Most big-eared people do not have mental illness.
Which is ADD.
You just happen to have it.
And not just have it.
No, it's raging through your, coursing through your veins, yeah.
Riddled with it is
well,
what
you
love to say.
Well, you are riddled with it, too.
Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Yes, it is.
Appreciate it much.
But, you know, I've learned to deal with it. It's like having somebody in your family who's a little off. You know, you just learn to deal with it.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being my friend, Scott.
It's just
managed decline. That's
yeah,
right.
It's good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
okay.
Not unusual.
Who's trying to silence truth, David? What's this story?
New York Attorney General Letitia James, she spoke at a campaign rally for the communist mayoral candidate, Zoran Mamdani. She referenced her indictment that came down from the Justice Department for mortgage fraud.
Okay.
We see powerful voices trying to silence truth and punish dissent and, yes, weaponize justice for political gain. We are witnessing the fraying of our democracy.
Was this on a Sunday or are we preaching on a Monday?
That was yesterday, I think.
Okay. Because you get a little bit of that classic reverend delivery in there.
We are witnessing the fraying of our democracy.
How? Explain it, please.
No.
Oh, yeah, can't do that.
The erosion of our system of government. And I will not bow. I will not break. I will not bend. I will not capitulate. I will not give in. I will not give up.
She's not going to diet either. Just a guess.
Stop yelling.
I don't understand it.
Oh, and by the way, the person living in her house that she lied on the mortgage application for.
Yeah.
Dude, I heard this.
Yeah. It's her grandniece, I guess.
Yeah.
And the grandniece is a fugitive from justice.
Yes. Well, she needs a safe house, and she found one.
Boy, is that a bad look.
Gosh.
I noticed Good Morning America didn't cover that today.
Weird.
That is interesting, isn't it?
Well, neither did the Today Show.
No, they're not going to talk about that
stuff. Nothing there either about it. And I was interested because I thought, well, maybe they will because it is a pretty big story.
Well, they're always talking about it. This is two weeks. First James Comey, now Letitia James. And who is next on this retribution campaign? Well, did you break the law? Yeah. Sounds like you broke the law.
Talk to Mike Flynn about a retribution campaign.
No kidding, man. Yeah. Bannon. I mean, the list goes on.
Navarro.
Yes, he did time. Okay, so somebody's had it with Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson.
Yeah, I thought, well, I'll start it off. There's a clip that went viral a couple of months ago out of Chicago. A referee at a kid's soccer game live streamed the game being postponed because, well, a shooting was happening nearby.
Whoa.
And here's audio of that clip. This is the ref as he's narrating it.
Okay. What just happened to the clip? Hang on a second. Stand by. That's not the ADD, Scott.
I was just going to say.
I'm telling you that right now.
Lost track of it there?
No, that wasn't it.
Okay.
Here you go.
We see powerful voices.
No, that's not it. Sometimes they write over one another. I don't think that is it.
Here, I'll play it over here.
Here, I got it.
That's everybody down. Look, these kids are running. They shooting. We can't have no fun in Chicago, man.
Ooh.
No fun, man. This is terrible. I ought to throw a damn flag. Because this y'all neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's freaking sad, man.
It is sad. Now, there's a guy named Ace Smart. He's a comedian.
I'm laughing, dude. Ace Smart kills me.
Yeah.
On X?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes I'm like, that's too much to send to Andres. It's too much editing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was not laughing about this video.
Okay, roll it.
Mayor Johnson, you are a coward, a real-life coward. You worry about do the people that's coming out there to help y'all do have masks on the whole while the mass vigilantes are running around shooting mother football games up you. I never trust a with a mohawk. A grown-ass man wearing a mohawk can get the beat out of him. That's all he can get from me. Don't nobody respect you. Ain't nothing going your way. You really sold your people out. This is why I love it because I want our people to wake the up as to who's been guiding our cities. These major cities that up, they all black ran. Every last one of them. You got the kids laying down and kids running for their life, and they're supposed to be playing football and having a good time at the park, but they can't because needles and bullets everywhere.
Dude, because that gets shared all over social media. We haven't been living in a time where stuff like that got shared like crazy.
Oh, for sure.
It's shaping opinion. And that's a good thing because it's this whole system of, well, you just vote Democrat because that's what you've always done.
Yes.
There's a whole movement happening, especially you see it with a younger generation saying, no, we're just not buying what this older generation in media is selling us anymore. Because that makes sense to them, what he just said there.
People who live there know the narrative is a joke.
100%.
I mean, they know that, and they're finally voicing that opinion because they have a place to go now to do it.
I think a lot of it, too, is sort of like just young men in general.
I agree.
When they see and get exposed to takes online where they're like, oh, wait a minute, I'm not the only one who feels like this is nonsense.
100%.
I mean, like, talk about Charlie Kirk. That's one of the reasons why he was so impactful for college-age kids.
Yes.
Is because they're like, oh, my gosh, he's making sense to me.
Yes. 100%. You know, something else I don't know if you heard, David. Your boy Alec Baldwin, he got in a little fender bender.
Did
you hear about it?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to get to that. Also, when one of your favorite bands gets back together, but the cost of a ticket's $300, are you going to go? We'll get to that and the five stories we're watching today next.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com or CVS.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-518-4477. That's 800-518-4477. Again, that's 800-518-4477.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit wrinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at wrinstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit wrinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, and the five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three, four, five.
Number five, the government is still shut down because Democrats are big fat crybabies who love illegal aliens more than American citizens. Number four, that's just going to be the number five story until this charade ends. How about that? From now on,
I'm for it.
Democrats, good big fat crybabies. All right. Number four, President Trump is awarding Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom this afternoon, as today would have been Charlie Kirk's birthday, but a deranged leftist murdered him a few weeks ago, or I guess, what would that be now? Just over a month.
Yeah.
Number three, President Biden commended Trump on the peace deal with Israel and Gaza, but then also said, I commend President Trump and his team for their work to get a renewed ceasefire deal over the finish line, implying that he's the guy who really got it done.
Well, it wasn't just him. It was also Secretary
Secretary. I'm not sure going to do so.
You know, a lot of people underestimated Secretary Yum Num Num, but
absolutely,
Num Num Num, Mr. Num Num Num, really proved them wrong at every turn. You never bet against Num Num Num.
Well, he had some of the Muslim countries intimidated, to be honest. Like, what the heck's he saying? Is he talking about bombs?
He's speaking in code. What is that?
Yeah, Secretary Num 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 was definitely a bright spot, probably the only bright spot in the Biden presidency.
Yeah.
Got some respect for Num Num Num.
What's Num 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 up to these days, anyway?
Num 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 is writing a book.
Okay. Thank you. Good. Yeah.
With Yang Yang.
with the
Koala. Yang,
Wawa. Yeah.
Shanga Koala.
Yes. Yeah.
My Life in the White House by Koala.
And Num Num Num.
Shanga Koala.
And Num Num Num.
Yes. Let's see. Number two. Well, I mean, Hamas is still up to Hamas things in Gaza. They have been carrying out mass public executions in Gaza for rival groups and people that they claim were collaborating with Israel. And, I mean, it's really no evidence of that. It's more like they're just trying to hold on to power.
You may have had it right saying it was education to other people that this is what happens if you cross us.
Yes. Notice that the Free Palestine people are not condemning the mass executions.
They rarely do.
There you go.
It's almost like it was just all about hating Israel.
Yeah, it's almost crazy. Like there was something to it when people said there's a rash of anti-Semitism on the American left.
Yeah.
And then number one, President Trump is on the cover of Time magazine with his headline, His Triumph, but the photo is taken from a low angle, and Trump did not like it. He said, hey, quote, this picture may be the worst of all time. They disappeared my hair and then had something floating on top of my head that looked like a floating crown, but an extremely small one. Really weird. This should be called out.
I'm looking it up right now. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, you got to see it, yeah.
It's before. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That is on purpose.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is.
Yeah. Shouldn't be surprised.
No.
Okay, David, you probably heard about your boy Alec Baldwin.
Oh, yeah. He killed a woman.
He did. And, well, luckily no one died yesterday. He was with his brother. He's driving actually his wife's car, a 2023 Range Rover in the Hamptons. And lost control. You saw the camera footage of this.
Yeah, because he's out there claiming that it was the biggest dump truck he ever saw.
Size of a whale, he said.
The size of a whale, of course, or a garbage truck, I should say. And, of course, the memes are out there because President Trump on the campaign trail drove a garbage truck.
Oh, yeah.
And so people are like, and this was the driver. He's got time. No, but there's dash cam footage from the garbage truck that shows the driver made what appears to be a legal right turn, and then it's several seconds later that Alec Baldwin's Range Rover plows into the tree off his right.
Weird, because he went on, what was it, Instagram, to post right after it happened.
This morning I was in this car accident. Guy cut me off in a truck, garbage truck. I mean, a garbage truck the size of a whale. You've never seen a garbage truck. It must have been something commercial for, like, taking away material from construction or something. It was the biggest garbage truck I've ever seen. Anyway, to avoid hitting him, I hit a tree. I hit a big, fat tree and crushed my car, my wife's car. But it's all fine, and I'm fine, and my brother's fine, and blah-bitty-blah. My wife's car is pretty smashed up. Big tree, big, fat tree.
Why does he keep going with the big, fat tree and biggest truck he's ever seen?
I don't know. Is he on drugs? He sounds like he's on drugs.
I don't know, man.
It's a coping mechanism from when he killed that lady.
But it was almost like he was in Trump character.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like he was doing the old SNL thing.
Yeah.
It was the biggest ever, like a whale. And it was a big tree, but really big tree. What? Yeah, that doesn't even sound like a sober person. I'm not saying I know that he was... You know,
our friend in Iowa who drives a garbage truck said that the guy who drove that garbage truck is his new hero.
This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. All right, David, biggest story today.
Biggest story of the day. The government is still shut down because Democrats are big fat crybabies who love illegal aliens more than Americans.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And then also peace in the Middle East, of course.
Scott, you mentioned last week rock band Rush.
Yes.
Getting back together with surviving members. That would be Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Yes. Neil Peart, of course, has passed, and they got a replacement drummer.
A female.
According to Alternative Nation, nosebleed seats are going for more than $300.
Yeah.
Mid-level, $350 to $400. You paying that?
No. Yeah. No, I love the guys. I mean, I've seen them a bunch of times. I've seen them at the height of their powers. And
premium package is $650 to $2,500?
Yeah, $2,500. Yeah.
Okay, we got to get to a news update. And what's your story? Just a few.
Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling. Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink in my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends. America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the millennial, the sexy boomer. That's Scott Robbins. So the government shut down, and people are... Yeah, I know. Why? Is the question. Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned earlier today, this is what the Democrats want to reopen.
And they would send $500 million to liberal news outlets by refunding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It would also restore up to $5 billion of American taxpayer funds for wasteful spending for international projects. Here's a couple of examples. This is in their legislation, their counterproposal on the CR to keep the lights open. This is what they want to do. They want to spend $24.6 million of your hard-earned dollars as a taxpayer for climate resilience in Honduras.
Pause. You guys good with that? Climate resilience in Honduras, that seems pretty important.
No.
Okay.
They want to spend $13.4 million for civic engagement in Zimbabwe.
No.
What about the poor people in Zimbabwe, Scott?
What does that mean?
Civic engagement?
Yeah, what does that mean? Civic engagement. What is that?
That would mean leftist policies, usually, or somebody's just getting the money.
Yeah,
just
somebody's
being funneled
just
to somebody.
Yeah. Organizing bingo nights where everybody can participate. What is that?
It's a neighborhood watch.
God. Where you watch people just pass out checks.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yes.
All right, next.
They want to send $3.9 million for LGBTQI plus democracy grants in the Western Balkans.
Okay. LGBTQI. What's the I?
Intersex. Which is actually a medical condition, which is very weird that they've included that into the rainbow cult.
Got it. And then plus just means anything else
you
can come
else.
Up with.
Pick one.
All right.
Democracy grant. What does that mean, David? Your vast experience in the news industry, what is that?
That means, again, someone's cousin is making a lot of money.
Got it.
Named Grant.
Yes.
All right. Anything else, Speaker?
They want to spend $2.9 million of your dollars for desert locust risk reduction in the Horn of Africa.
Well, that's a heck of a deal, the desert locust reduction.
Yes.
No, locusts are problematic, you know.
In Africa. Okay. Big deal, I guess.
And $2 million for, quote, organizing for feminist democratic principles in Africa.
Okay. Feminist democratic principles in Africa. How would you describe that, David?
Trying to get women in leadership roles, I guess.
Okay. All right.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think any of that's going to be happening anytime soon. I guess it's not going to get open. Okay. Moving on then, how about what's happened in the Middle East? An historic day yesterday.
Big day.
No doubt about it.
Huge
so
day.
Big that Trump hater Sam Harris admitted something that we never thought we'd ever see.
It pains me somewhat to admit this, but yes, he's certainly been good for the Middle East and for Israel in a way that I don't think there was any reason to expect Harris to be good.
Wow. Now, if you're like, who's Sam Harris? I don't even know. I would just say, trust me, no one ever thought he would say anything positive about Trump. This is kind of crazy. What was that one thing when he was talking about it? It was bonkers. Like, it wouldn't matter if someone lied something, as long as Trump wouldn't be president.
Yeah,
what was that? Do you remember?
That was about the Hunter Biden laptop. So, yeah, you have a responsibility to lie about that in order to stop Trump from being elected. Pro-disinformation,
yes. Whatever it takes. I mean, that's a mental disorder right there, and he's supposed to be one of the smart people, right? Yeah, I don't think so. Something else we got to address. When's that faux conservative on The View going to wear the MAGA hat?
I don't know. Alyssa Farah Griffin, earlier this year, I believe it was, said that she would wear a MAGA hat on The View if Trump were to work out a deal to get the remaining living hostages back into Israel.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think I have the clip somewhere. Where is it? I don't know. Now the ADD is kicking in. I don't know where I have it. Do you have it, David?
Let me see. I bet I can pull it up here real quick. There we go. Yep, I do. Here
okay.
If he gets the Israeli hostages out, I promise I will wear a MAGA hat for one day on the show and say thank
Please
you for doing
do
it.
Apparently has not done that yet.
Well,
day two.
You got to do that.
I mean, she's going to be reminded about it. I just checked a second ago. It's still all over.
Yeah.
So I was like, where are you? That's what you said.
Well, they're paid by ABC News to lie to people all the time, so.
I realize that. But still, I think they were having RFK Jr.'s wife on today.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised that they would even have someone that even close to MAGA
right.
actually on the show. I haven't seen it yet to know how that went.
Larry David's but, fake wife on the TV show.
Yeah. I heard her tell Jesse Waters last night they don't talk about Trump. Are they still doing that show?
I don't know.
I thought it was over. But
I thought it was over, too. Yeah. I never did see it.
She's
I heard
saying
a lot of people
talk,
liked it.
They don't talk about Trump on the show.
No, she's like off.
Or with,
Larry, with
David.
Larry David.
Okay. Yeah, because he hates him.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's another one that's got TDS, like something fierce. No doubt about that. All right, we got to move on. It's that time we go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, what's your story here?
I think this is some good news here. A series of new surveys show that the fever might finally be breaking with the gender identity stuff.
Okay.
After peaking in 2023, the share of high school and college students who identify as trans or non-binary has plummeted. Depending on which survey you're looking at, one, it said, I believe this was with college freshmen. It went from about 9% down to 2% in the last couple of years, people identifying as trans. Wow. As far as high school students, it has been cut in half from the peak in 2023. So it's like the social contagion may be over. You know, they looked at a lot of different portions of the survey that were asking about mental health, anxiety. The good news is also anxiety and depression are down among younger Americans, which is really good.
That's awesome.
Really good to hear. But it was down across all groups. So it's not like even people who still identify as trans or non-binary. It's not that everybody got way more conservative in these polls. Not really. There wasn't really much movement one way or the other. And it seems
I wonder how much of that is coming out of COVID.
I think a lot of it, yeah.
For a lot of kids depressed.
Yes.
And anxious, like when then going back into school and depending on how your parents handled it. Because if your parents were wigging out about, oh my gosh, everybody's going to get it now.
Yeah.
Then a kid just carries that with him oftentimes.
Agreed.
But that is good news, David.
I think so, too. Yeah.
It looks like the biggest, the biggest outlier, though, is the fact that fewer people are identifying as trans or non-binary, an indication to me at least that the social contagion is breaking.
That's awesome. I think we all have thought for a while, you forward 10 to 20 years and people are going to look back on what the medical industry and the left did to these kids.
Oh, yeah.
And are going to look at it like, how could you have ever done that?
Well, you've also had several people who have spoken out, have had the surgery done, and like my life is horrible.
Yes, I just saw an in-depth thing with Chloe Cole.
Yeah, this is the downside. I mean, this is terrible.
Yes, and it takes huge guts for her to get out there and do what she's
doing and talk
about it.
Yeah.
Because she's taking the arrows, that's for sure. All right, Scotty, what do you got for What's Your Story?
Well, the Governor Gravy, lovingly referred to on this show, that would be J.B. Porker, who is the governor of Illinois, is probably the worst governor in the country right now. I think he's taken over the top spot. He is now threatening retribution. A little revenge-a-palooza going on now over ICE. He said Trump won't always be president. Governor of Illinois wants to be the first to get his threats out there to federal law enforcement officers for finally being able to do their job. That's what they're doing now, enforcing the law. Some manly stuff here. JB goes on to say, should recognize that maybe you're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that, but you will be prosecuted after the Trump administration because the statute of limitations won't have run out. I mean, I can't imagine him getting any uglier than he is right now, but he has. You know, we had the Immigration Services of ICE and CBP doing their jobs before the Trump administration, but they were doing it within the law.
Oh, please.
Now they're acting like a bunch of thugs and taking away people's free speech rights. They're taking away people's rights by, you know, not identifying themselves. They're coming with masks on. In other words, we're going to settle the score. As soon as Trump's gone, we're coming after you guys in ICE.
Probably.
What a jackass.
He is.
He has separated himself from the pack, though. I will say that.
For my story, in honor of Charlie Kirk today, it would have been his 32nd birthday. And as you mentioned, David, Trump is awarding him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll warn you, this is a Christian message. Okay.
Well,
this was a question talking about why doesn't the right come up with anything to, like, bring values back? And this is what he said.
But how do we kind of work backwards from that, kind of get back to, like, the core American values, you know, lower the divorce rate, lower single motherhood, things like that? It doesn't seem to be, like, a practical solution that's been even attempted by the right.
Well, the practical solution, we don't have to think. We need to point people to God and eventually to Jesus Christ, and that is the solution, is that people need to humble themselves before the Lord. They need to go back to church. They need to get married before they have sex. They need to stop engaging in debauchery and limitless amounts of drinking and the sins of the flesh, and understand that there's a God who loves them that wants them to live a certain way.
Okay, I want to stop right there. Whoever thought with that message he would gain that kind of traction on college campuses? It's nothing short of amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. Because there's not a lot of people in college that want to hear that message, but it just kept growing and growing and growing. And there was one thing that we've talked about a lot. I'll just try to forward in a little bit because this is worth, you know, hearing the whole thing. But for time's sake, where we talked about a spiritual battle, and especially with the left, that it's like its own religion. He addresses that in a way better than I ever could. I think it's really
true. We will not have a free society if the country goes secular. That sounds provocative, but it's true. Is that liberty and freedom cannot coexist with a nation that does not believe in a higher power. Because eventually, you're going to want to have some form of meaning in your life, and usually that meaning is left-wing politics. And I'm not trying to pick on all those people chanting out there, because they're actually crying for help, and I mean that. Because how many of them, and I mean this, how many of them do you think go to church on a regular basis? Almost none. And that's not me picking on them. But there's a reason, because they're having a quasi-religious experience right now. They're all chanting at the same time. They feel like they're part of something bigger. They think they're fighting evil, which of course they're not. But there's a religious element to that. When America was at its best, when you didn't march in the streets, but instead you went to the church and bowed before your creator to go find your meaning. And so when they're chanting out here, you should love on them, be like, you know, do you believe in God? Like, have you been to church? And I guarantee almost to a person, 99% of the activists left on this campus has either a bad experience with religion, doesn't think that God loves them, doesn't think that God is good, or they're an atheist. So you fill that void with left-wing politics, because left-wing politics mirrors religion. It feels like a religious experience. So there's a thinker by the name of Emil Durkheim, which some of you guys may or may not know, who talked about what is religion. And he says the things that have in common of religion is that people will all say the same thing. They'll meet on a regular basis. They'll agree on an objective. That is the Black Lives Matter movement or the trans movement or whatever. And we should say, hey, instead of making those things your God, you should believe in the God of the Bible, the God that loved you enough to send his son to die for you so that you let me live forever. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Man, how many times have you seen on social media people posting, the more I watch clips of Charlie Kirk, the more I realize how special that guy was. Yeah. It's really humbling. And I think it's true that, you know, his message and what he was about is going to live on in a huge way. There are a lot of people that just loved him that want to carry out what he started, which I think is great.
Damn shame.
Oh, man, no doubt about that. All right, got to get to a news update, and Nimrod's in the news in just a few. It's fall already. That means chili cookouts, holiday get-togethers, and a boatload of Halloween candy. As great as all of those things might taste, the reality is that all of the heavy foods, sweets, and adult beverages put an extraordinary strain on your liver. And when your liver isn't happy, neither is the rest of you. Bloating, indigestion, fatigue, those are all signs that your liver needs some love.
And you can help your liver out with a daily dose of Active Liver from New Nordic. It's a simple way to keep your liver healthy, even when your diet isn't. All it takes is just a couple of great-tasting gummies a day to help give your body's filter the support it needs. It might even make you feel a little less guilty when you raid your kids' Halloween haul, too. Enjoy all the fantastic flavors and treats of fall without the bloating and fatigue. Make Active Liver your healthy new habit starting today. You can find Active Liver online at Amazon or pick some up at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, and it's now available at ShopRite. Check it out, Active Liver from New Nordic.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a 4-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, 2 classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Yeah, basketball is back. Football season is underway and heating up, and baseball season is not over yet. Now, Prize Picks is there to make this sports season even more fun. You see, at Prize Picks, whether you're a football fan, baseball fan, basketball fan, it always feels good to be right. And right now, if you're right, you users get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Right. The app is pretty simple to use. You just pick two or more players. You pick more or less on their stat projections. You know, anything from touchdowns to three-pointers to home runs. And heck, if you're right, you could win big. Mix and match players from all sports all season long on Prize Picks. Prize Picks is available in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Most importantly, all transactions on the app are fast, safe, and secure. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code MVCR. You'll get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code MVCR. $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
News update, David Van Camp.
Well, the Supreme Court this week is going to be hearing arguments about the constitutionality of racial gerrymandering. This is where, of course, you carve out districts based on a minority population, because Democrats think that all black people think the same, and that's how they want to carve up congressional districts. This would have huge implications if, in fact, the Supreme Court says that is unconstitutional to do. Ellie Mistal, mad scientist Pat Albert, says the whites are literally arguing it's literally unconstitutional if they're not overrepresented in Congress. Fact check. Actually, black Americans are just barely overrepresented in the House of Representatives right now as a result of racial gerrymandering.
If he didn't have that grift, what would he do?
Nothing.
Get a haircut.
All right, we got to get to Nimrod.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the News. I've got this woman accused of fat shaming after she said she's fed up with splitting restaurant bills with her, quote, larger friends. Instead of tackling this, she decided to go on blast from social media and say it's not fair. They eat so much and then I pay for it. That's Nimrod's in the News.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-518-4477. That's 800-518-4477. Again, that's 800-518-4477.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.